The growth component is where real wealth gets built. And it is going to include real estate, probably their home, and just their home at this stage of the game, possibly a little bit of money in a mutual fund or a stock account, and maybe some municipal bonds or something like that, the beginnings of our paper asset discussion. And so, generally speaking, from the planning standpoint, as one's looking at their situation from a macroeconomic environment, you're looking at things like your mortgage and the way that you handle your mutual funds. And maybe if you've started to invest in just a little bit of stocks at this point in the game, those are the beginnings of the transition from the safe and secure plan into the comfortable plan.
Good. It's really just basic. It's really more of a discipline process more than anything else, and putting attention onto the basics.
That's correct. And that means that you have the very first basics covered. I identified protection first, then savings, then growth. It should be done in that order, although I would say that most people buy a house first. But once that house is begun, then the protection and the savings components need to be built prior to any investing in mutual funds or stocks.
Okay. So what are some of the products involved and the strategies involved in the comfortable level?
Okay. Well, let's again go back to the protection component of the comfortable level of plan. You're going to have some of the same basic things, but now I would suggest that maybe we've got someone that's earning a little bit higher income and they're able to put away more money. So the strategies are going to change.
In other words, what Kim is talking about is the wealthier you become, actually, the more you have to protect. Would you say that's true?
That's very true. And because we're talking about the protection component right now, the products that are out there are available to people, whether you're at the safe and secure level, the comfortable level, or the rich level. The only difference is the way that you deal with the product. In other words, the strategy that you use with the product. So let's talk about life insurance for a moment. Again, from a comfortable planning stage, at the safe and secure level, we said it's probably going to be term insurance only because that's all there is money for. We're still going to have life insurance at the comfortable stage. There's no difference in the product, except that now one may begin to look at permanent insurance. Might be whole life, might be universal life, might be variable life, or some combination thereof.
But there is a difference.
Yes, definitely. And you need to deal with a planner that not only understands the insurance, but that understands how the insurance affects all of the other components of what you're doing, that macroeconomic approach. Because if you deal with a planner that does nothing but insurance, what they may recommend for you in that area could harm the other areas, the savings and the growth areas that you're trying to work with. So again, I'm going to talk about the difference between the planning and the strategy part versus the actual product that's there.
Okay. And so what about the savings component at the comfortable level?
Okay. In the savings component, now hopefully the 3 to 6 months reserve has been built. And so more money might be put into retirement plans. There's a chance that an even larger reserve might be built up because at the comfortable level, we should begin to get into larger investment opportunities such that there may be a point in time where we have fairly large amounts of money sitting in a money market because we're waiting to go invest in the next deal, whatever that deal may be.
So at the comfortable level, generally it's duplexes or small apartment houses, or you may want to pick stocks on your own or do some trading and all this. It's a little bit more aggressive.
Correct. So now you're talking about down into the growth level, and absolutely, one might pick up 2 or 3 residential rental properties and then possibly progress into duplexes or small apartment complexes. One might choose to invest in individual stocks as opposed to just mutual funds, and we view mutual funds sort of as a starter kit for the safe and secure level. The stocks are probably more appropriate for the comfortable level. But I think it's really important that people identify what it is that they really enjoy doing.